Canmore. The majority of Canmore has either had their water safely tested or is in the process of being flushed after the boil water advisory was announced July 29. In separate media releases, the town and EPCOR stated Dead Man's Flats, Harvey Heights, Palliser Trail, the Canmore Nordic Center, Three Sisters Resort, Silvertip, Cougar Creek, Peaks of Grassy, Rundleview, Prospects Heights, Rundle, Benchlands, Eagle Terrace, Bow Valley Trail and the homesteads have now all had the advisory lifted. The remainder of the town is required to boil their water before consuming, under advisement from Alberta Health Services, but once the boil water advisory has been lifted, it's recommended to run all taps for at least 5 minutes to clear the line. The area of Avon's, Elk Run, downtown south of Railway Avenue and Fairholme are continuing to be clear, the town stated. The Bow Valley Trail and Larch area was also completed and Oz is testing the water. East of Policeman's Creek and Fairholme began Wednesday night and will continue again Thursday at 10 p.m., the town noted. It's still under investigation. Our focus and priority in the last few days has really been public health protection and ensuring the quality of the water in the Canmore system, Steve Craik, the Director of Quality Assurance and Environment for EPCOR, said. We isolated the pipe quickly on Thursday afternoon and really focused on flushing and moving water that might have got into the system from that pipe and moving it out through the Canmore system and testing the water to make sure it is safe. Our priority is the safety of the drinking water for our customers. Water trucks are available at the Canmore Recreation Center, Elizabeth Rummel School, Lawrence Grassy Middle School and Elevation Place between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. The town and EPCOR asks anyone coming to the potable water stations bring a container for water, take only what they need and be respectful of others and site supervisors. Craik noted added the water systems are interconnected and the order and timing of the system being flushed isn't an option. When a system is flushed, Oz has a 24-hour testing turnaround before they can ensure the water is clean, the town release stated. EPCOR stated in a release people should bring their water to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute before consuming for drinking, brushing teeth, cleaning raw foods, preparing infant formula or juices, making ice and handwashing dishes. The boil water advisory was announced after high levels of turbidity were detected in Canmore's water supply. High turbidity. When water becomes cloudy or hazy from a large number of individual particles, can be caused from a range of reasons from mud, wood ashes and melting glaciers, but the cause is dependent on water test results. The company states once tests show that the water quality has been returned to normal, the advisory will be lifted. EPCOR also announced there may be reduced water pressure until the boil water order is lifted as they flush and test the system until regular water service is restored. For more information, people can visit epcor.com or https://bit.ly/canmorewateradvisory. The town also has an interactive map of the areas that are safe at https://canmore.ca/municipal-services/emergency-services/emergency-management/emergency-alerts Potable Water Locations Canmore Recreation Center 1908 Avenue. Open 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. daily Elizabeth Rummel School 1033 Cougar Creek Doctor open 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. daily Lawrence Grassy Middle School 610 7 Avenue. Open 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. daily Elevation Place 700 Railway Avenue No. 100, Canmore, ABT1W1P4 open 24/7 Canmore Civic Center only for vulnerable populations open daily 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. until at least Monday.